This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 24th. God's word to you today is nothing. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verses 35 and 39, and it says, "Can anything separate us from the love of God? Can trouble, suffering and hard times, or hunger and nakedness, or danger and death? Are not powers above or powers below? Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love for us in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is taken from the Contemporary English Version. John 9 verse 34 says, "The man answered, 'Here is an astonishing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but he does listen to the one who worships him and obeys his will. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.' They answered him, 'You were born entirely in sins, and you're trying to teach us?' And they drove him out." This is taken from the New Revised Standard Version. Were they not born in sin too? Every human being was born in sin. David says, "In sin did my mother conceive me," according to Psalm 51 verse 5. But the Pharisees and the leaders were so arrogant that they felt that they were above the normal human beings. They were the learned ones. John 9 verse 34 says, "You were born a total sinner," they answered. "Are you trying to teach us?" And they threw him out of the synagogue. The phrase highlighted in this scripture, which was, "they threw him out of the synagogue," is what the parents were afraid of. His parents knew the implications of his actions and what could happen. They abandoned this man to beg. How do you allow your son, that is without sight, to go into the streets and beg? Is that even thinkable? When he got his sight back, they saw the risk of being excommunicated, the risk of being sent out by the leading priests. His excommunication made him a persona non grata, which means an unwelcome person. And from that moment, number one, he's not allowed into the synagogue. That is really bad because at the time, the nation of Israel operated a theocracy and there was a national religion. Number two, his parents and friends will have nothing to do with him. This man, choosing to stick to his testimony of Jesus, will legally not be allowed to see his parents and his friends again, except they too want to be excommunicated. And that is big. Number three, he cannot do business or get married or even buy food from any local Jew. Obviously, there would have been miscreants that will sell him some food or give their daughters to him in marriage. But a real Jew would not even try it after the excommunication. John 9, 35 says, "Jesus heard that they had driven him out. And when he found him, he said, 'Do you believe in the Son of Man?'" According to the New Revised Standard Version. Psalm 27 verse 10 says, "When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up." It is classic. His father and his mother forsook him, but Jesus found him. It does not matter who has forsaken you. Jesus will find you. There is no friend like Jesus, none. Jesus associated himself even though he had been made a persona non grata. For some people, the society does not want you to be their friend. It is okay. Jesus wants to be your friend. Think about it. When Jesus is your friend, does it matter who does not want to be your friend? It really does not matter. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me, and I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate me from your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.